Blog Talk Radio. floor. On the 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 floor.
Thank you. Show, Prodigy Umar, and legendary Mama Kelly Kapoor, and T-Gen present the I Love New York Bowl. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking life. Come get some coins. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. So be there.
Anticipated event in the OKI region. The Inferno Ball Part 4, Zodiac, on Saturday, June 9th, 2012, at the American Legion, 2107 Crumbs Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 all night. Commentator, Icon Jack McBride, with the DJ, legendary Bonalore. Grand prize. Over to all runway, $1,000. Plus $20 high. Stars, service, statements, plus legend. Bring to life one of the Zodiac signs. Three trophies, one cash prize. Mini grand number one, with Queen Sex Baron, $500. Junior versus Catboy. Three trophies, one cash. Mini grand number two, female figure performance, for $500. Open to all foot and eye with secret weapon, $250. Two trophies, one cash. Foot screen, bold stamp, soft versus dramatic, $200 plus $10 fine. Reddit with a twist, $150. Post hotel for the evening, the Holiday Inn, Southwest, 502-448-2020, and ask for the Inferno rate for $79.
The
early ball will be on time, because it will end on time. Don't forget the Inferno Aftermath on Sunday, June 10th, 2012.
With Kelly, can I have the legendary Ezra Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly, I've lost things. The runway.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely going to get it on. We're definitely going to get it popping here tonight. We're definitely going to talk about a lot of things that's been happening over the weekend. We're definitely going to talk about a lot of things that I heard since I just walked through my door a few minutes ago. We definitely got to get the madness started, honey. I waited for my co-host to call in here. I waited for the legendary four, overall father, Rodney Prodigy. I waited for the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, to definitely call in here. And we're going to get it. We're going to get it on. And we're going to get it cracking, honey. Baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. I done heard so many things and so many stuff. Oh, my God, honey. It's just too much. It's too much for my ears. All the things that I was hearing here tonight. I mean, hold on. I'm trying to get something going. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. 4, 3, 8, 4, 1. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to play a commercial, and I'll be back. After these words from my sponsors, I gotta find my co-host, honey, okay? So hold on.
Legendary Mother Aisha, Prodigy Umar, and Legendary Mother Kelly Couture and TJ present the I Love You Ball. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking wife. Come get some coins. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. So be there.
Trying to find out where was the rest of the co-host, but I have my co-hosts on the line, honey. I have the legendary Aurora for the Rodney Prodigies on the airwaves. Hold on.
I now welcome you to the number one station in ballroom history. The legendary, iconic Aurora for the Prodigies. Rodney.
What's going on, Dale?
What's going on? Hold on. Let me go get
You are talking about today. He's the stadium, greatest, 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 greatest,
Kelly. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, R.R.?
I don't know where if our other co-host entered, but I want to welcome to the show my good girlfriend, Miss Alexis. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Alexis.
I don't know where London at tonight. She hasn't hit me up on Facebook, so I don't know if she's coming on. So once she hits me up, we'll bring her on.
I was on my way home, Kelly, and they were telling me to tell you to clear the line when people want to get on. I don't know what's going on.
It's already.
I don't know what's going on, honey. Everybody's talking about my baby. Wait, hold on.
Maya says she's in queue, Kelly.
Okay, wait, baby. Oh my God, it's just so much, honey. I'm just getting in the house from a long fucking day, honey. So y'all have to bear with me. They said Maya's in queue. I don't know what's going on. I don't see nobody's intros. I don't know what's going on. Maya, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hello to her, and I thank you.
Okay. London, are you on the air? I see you said child in my inbox 15 seconds ago. Are you on the air, honey? What's the thing, honey? This switchboard is really working with me. The girls are trying to get on the phone lines. Please, if you're trying to get on the phone lines, baby, I don't know what the reason why the show is so jam-packed tonight. But if you're trying to get on the airwaves, please just inbox me on Facebook, and I'll try to call you because the lines are jam-packed if you actually have something that you really want to talk about. Alrighty, I'll try to get you on the phone lines, not just to just kiki and stuff. Alrighty. But wait, hold on. I'm trying to wait for my computer to finish loading up because she's giving me the womp-womp right now. But, oh, my God. It's just been so much that I've been hearing about what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down like
Martha. European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London.
Kelly, you know, if it's just shade, you know, you can let me know now.
Baby, when I tell you there's so much going on over here, I'm trying to get my computer to be up and running, honey. There's so much. Oh, my God.
Hello, Rodney. Who else do
we have? Hey, London, how are you?
Do we have Black History Month, Maya, on the air?
And I thank you. Yes. How are
you? Nice. You. Hello there, White Cat.
Yes.
Well, we are definitely live on air. We're definitely here to recap everything that happened over this weekend. I don't even know where to start.
Can I go back to last weekend for one second?
Go ahead, darling.
You know, I know there's people out there who've seen that video of Khadidra versus Servin. For the mic.
Oh, you're talking about at the Love and Hip Hop Ball.
At the Love and when Khadidra got chopped and, you know, she just wasn't having it.
Oh, baby, that was a kiki.
Was that scuffle not a kiki? Rodney, did you see it? Maya?
I did see it.
That
yes. I fell out the rocking chair, you know.
But wait, Khadidra only had one hand on the mic, and Servin used both. It was so funny. But, Kelly, you can go back to...
Thank you. I'm trying to get my computer together. My computer is acting up right now. But, oh, my God, I don't even know where... Rodney, would you like to start, Rodney?
I'm going to start like this. I would like to congratulate Team Black and White with Hair at the ball, at the second ball, for our win for Team Runway. All the teams came through with nice effects. All the teams was battling. And at the end, the team that I was on, we were victorious. So, congratulations to Maurice Balenciaga. He was the captain of the team. And we won. I'll go there.
I know, that's right. At the aftermath.
At the aftermath.
Well,
congratulations. Also, congratulations to the House of Revlon for the grand prize for Grand March of the House. They did an excellent job. They came through. I mean, the props, the theme, the everything was just on point. Big shout out to Pina, Marquise, and the rest of the Revlon clan that were participating in that. My house walked as well. No, we did okay, but the Revlon's definitely, most definitely, brought it right.
Okay. Since everybody want to beat around the bush, let me ask a couple of questions.
Oh, hello, Alexis.
Hi, London. How are you?
You can be as quiet as a mouse.
Yes.
The legendary. Bulletproof mother.
I'm just a guy.
Diva. Divine.
I'm just a guy.
What's up, what's up? How is everyone out there? Hey, London.
Hello, Devon.
How are you?
Hey, mother.
What's going on, Kelly? Hi, honey.
Nothing much, just chilling, honey. Okay, so, Alexis, now what was you about to say, Alexis?
Okay, first of all, let me ask this question. The ball was, okay, what time was the ball supposed to start?
5:30.
Okay, and they were supposed to be out by 11, from what I'm understanding?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so it didn't start till 8?
About 8:39.
So they had to give out the awards and get to the ball?
Yes.
Okay. Who the fuck does? I mean, it sounded like it was a setup from the beginning, because if you knew you had to be out by 11, why did you start at 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, knowing you had, from what I understand, 35 to 40 categories.
Plus
you had to do awards.
That's why they got another venue so fast.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So it was already pre-planned to have two balls in one night. That was a setup. And y'all
not surely
to Baltimore. No.
No, it was two separate balls for hardware were planned already, because at the aftermath, they had their own categories, they had their own monetary denominations, they had it was different people that were throwing it, so it was definitely two separate
so
events.
So in other words, if you waste your money to buy your effect for the first ball, you didn't walk your category, you would just fuck like Chuck. That's not even
like at any other ball.
Yeah, but I'm saying, come on, Rodney, at 8 o'clock, be for real. I mean, at 8:30, I want to do that.
I'm not being in defense, of the people. I'm just speaking the truth on how we go to all the balls, and it can happen like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
We were there. Some of us were there because I went with one of the people that was actually, like, on the committee or whatever, so he told us we had to go. So I rode with him, Father of the Year. Congratulations to Bam Ebony.
Congratulations, Uncle Bam.
We got there about 6:30 ourselves. We waited outside because the venue was a bit steamy. So we stayed outside of pictures and different stuff like that. Had fun.
I see Baltimore Throwbacks had a lot of interviews.
That venue was motherfucking bacon.
Yeah, Kelly Blonde was running all over across her face, so.
Baby, it was a mess. It was the Baltimore Awards Ball, and they had 5 categories.
I heard it had 8.
It had 5 categories.
Well, 8 included the ones that they called and nobody walked.
They had 5 categories.
Oh, okay, well, calm down.
Okay.
Drink a Pepsi, girl, calm down.
It was a mess. It was just a mess. I don't know. I was over it. Baby, I was over it. It was just so sweaty. It was so hot. baby, my chin was sweating, my ass was sweating. It was just a mess. But it was good. It was definitely good to see 30 people out in the building. Congratulations to the House of Revlon. Big shout out to the House of Prodigy for definitely coming out. Big shout out to everybody that won of the year. I got to give a big shout out to Mercedes, only one mother, Mercedes Prodigy, for definitely winning legendary film queen performance of the year. They said when they called Mercedes' name that the girls gagged. When they called Mercedes' name, the girls wasn't ready for Mercedes' name to be called. They gagged. So, you know, honey, maybe
but
overall,
why?
I guess
why?
I had a good time.
Exactly. Why did they gag?
Honey, what did you say?
Why did they gag?
Because they thought that they was going to win and Mercedes won. That's what I was told. So, I don't know.
Oh shit.
Maybe. Yes. It was a mess. It was really a mess. But if anybody's out on the phone lines and y'all got anything y'all would like to say about the Baltimore Awards Ball and the aftermath, feel free to definitely press one.
Right.
The phone lines are definitely
right.
And we can definitely take your call.
So if you go on the line, it should be somebody.
Yes, London.
Hold on. 443-630, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Nothing is wrong with your Herrera. My thoughts of the, like, for me, the Woods Bowl was cool. It did go kind of sideways.
Wait, caller, before you go any further, it's not
are
only
you crying?
Yeah, it's not only Kelly on the phone.
Is the caller crying on the phone?
Oh, no, I'm definitely not crying.
Oh, it sounded like you were crying, and I thank you.
Oh, no, I just got you on speaker.
Yeah, but it's not only Kelly on the phone, so yeah.
Oh, I'm London.
Hello, there's also
Rodney.
Hi,
what's going on with there? Nothing, chilling. So you say enjoyed the ball?
You said, did I go to the ball?
Wait,
oh, my God.
Hold on, repeat that. Yeah, my phone said, did I repeat that again?
I said,
yes,
you said
Maya.
Maya. Go ahead, Maya.
No, go finish.
I said, oh, my God.
But caller, it does sound like you're underwater a little bit.
Oh no, it's not water. I'm definitely in a good mood. I got my of the year, so I'm definitely in a good mood. Like I was saying, it was something different. The only thing I can say that I didn't enjoy was the heat. Other than that, I got to see a lot of cool people. You know, big up to the Black and Gold team. Oh, this one's good.
What did you win, Romeo?
Butch Queen Fag Out.
Butch Queen Fag Out of the Year?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling, Romeo. Kelly, next caller.
Okay. The next caller. Hold on, let me see if we have another caller.
Kelly, you got a mug on, girl. You looking like you kind of got a glow going on about yourself.
No, baby, this is Washface. We don't have no more callers. If anybody's on the phone line and y'all like to talk about the Baltimore Awards Ball or any ball that happened this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1.
Right, so can we get the
Father's
Tony Revlon and the rest of the ballroom community council to call in, please, and explain why Midwest is going against everything you guys have worked for to control the status. And now they deem Milan an icon. So what kind of bloody shit is that?
Kelly, did nobody put their hand up to ask a question? Could you clear the line so other people can try to get through who want to talk?
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry if I don't know your number and your number's not saved in the directory, honey. We're going to have to get rid of you, honey. We're going to clear the lines now. Okay? We're clearing. We're clearing. Hold on. We're clearing.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we have a breaking news. Khadidra was now charged with armed robbery of 7 Naniska, and I thank you.
did she take the mic?
Okay, the phone lines are now clear for new callers to call in here, okay?
So, Kelly, wait,
is there something going on? Why, when we talk about Khadidra, you know you want to skip the topic so far?
Maybe there's nothing. I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna condone talking about these girls.
But she thought you were her girlfriend.
Listen, these girls. I'm tired of the girls using me and my show to stay relevant. And I'm not gonna get bitches life anymore. Okay.
We can't.
Hold on, you gotta call us 718-757. You're live on the air.
What's going on, y'all? This is Ski.
Hey, Ski. How you feeling on the board, Ski?
What?
Ski, you still owe me some BBQs. Go ahead.
Look, I got you, Lexus. How you doing?
All right.
R. Maya. London.
Hello.
Devon. What's going on?
What
you say, Kelly?
So, Ski, did you get to walk at the next ball that you had to pay $50 to get in?
Oh, no, we didn't pay. Me and Kelly and my house number got on 95 and went to the Waffle House and then headed back to New York City.
That's lovely.
So, you know. But, I don't know, the ball, I give it like a 3.
Oh, only a 3, Ski?
Yeah. This is my thing. When it comes to these balls and stuff, I understand that people want the patrons to come and the contestants to come, but sometimes you got to start the ball with or without the people, because it was a lot of people there that wanted to walk and they couldn't walk because the ball started late. And then another thing, they need to stop having these virgin categories at the beginning of the ball. If you got 3 grand prize categories and you know you're running out of time, do your grand prize categories. I think it was tired that the runway teams had to pay $30 to get in there, get effects, and then go pay $10 again to the Paradox. I just think that was late.
So did the redemption category take a long time, like they say?
Well, yes, from my understanding, that the performance team thing was first before runway. Now, when they got to the Paradox, they pulled to their runway first, but they went back to the performance thing.
So they never finished it.
Right. So, I mean, I think the whole redemption thing is foolish. They need to stop that bullshit because it makes the ball longer. Now, if all the teams would have showed up, you would have 7 teams of all films with 7 people, and then 49 people with a redemption. Like, that's scary.
How many people? 49?
It's hoping 17, 7 people per team, and everybody get 1 redemption. So that's 49 people if everybody would have showed up with a redemption.
So I give it a 2 and a possible.
So they need to cut the redemption bullshit out.
Baby, when I tell you it was a mess, baby, I was gagging. The girls was...
The best part of my trip was the ride going and coming.
Yes, we did have a fabulous time on our road trip. Big shout out to the prodigies on our road trip that we had to Baltimore. It was definitely a kiki. Big shout out to Vanity and Boots.
Rodney,
can
you give me the number? The boy, I think he's a Revlon. The guy who does the cupcakes. Justin
Revlon.
Oh yeah, can you ship them? Do you ship them overseas?
The cupcakes was really good.
Yes, they look really fabulous. They really looked fabulous.
Oh, just the one you already say you had one.
Baby, they looked fabulous. They looked really fabulous.
Kelly, how did they taste?
Oh, bitch, that one that I snuck on that gender, she was fab, honey. Oh, she was fab, honey. Baby, you know, when you eat those cupcakes, baby, they just like, you know, you just want more and more, honey. But you know, I had one. It was cute, honey. You know, I didn't have the top part with all that icing and stuff. I just had the bottom part. It was really cute.
The icing wasn't too rich, so that made it, you know, it wasn't all rich and too much butter and all that. It wasn't giving you Paula Deen diabetes teas. It was very good.
Okay, cool. Ski, you, Ski is the best, baby. When I tell y'all, baby, Ski is a fucking truck driver, baby. Ski
don't do that.
Reads the children on the highway and everything, reads the cart and everything on the motherfucking turnpike because we got stuck in traffic. It was a fucking mess, honey. Baby, baby, when I tell you Ski drives like 120 miles per hour, baby, but it feels like you in a Mercedes and it's just gliding, bitch, and you sleep so comfortable, honey. I slept down.
You snored down.
Oh, yes. I was sleeping down. He was trying to freeze me out, Miss Thing. I don't know, Miss Thing. I love the fact that I'm losing weight and everything, but, baby, the cold air kills me now, baby. I was freezing, honey.
Not
and
you.
It just does something to my body.
Not
you. We're going to talk about the redemption for a little while longer. The redemption for Runway was kind of a mess as well.
So they have redemption for two categories.
Yeah, they have both for the runway and for the performance.
Baby, a rumble ball, a mini ball, that is, you know, that, you know, but for a major function, when you try to have a major ball, no redemption.
How not even in the rumble
right,
ball?
Right, and then when you have like million categories, don't do redemption.
Right, it costs a little. Cause a little steam, cause a little friction between some individuals, but, you know, they pretty much dealt with it like adults. But I think just the redemption thing itself, since Jack was the, you know, innovator of that, let him, you know, do it as he sees fit at his balls, and everybody's trying to take all of his ideas and use them for their gain. It does not work for everybody. Everything is not for everybody.
Baby,
I was over it. I was outside at a motherfucking sack.
And
all I hear is a microphone is wrong. We're going to get the paradox. Excuse me?
Mistake, Mrs.
Chris Kelly, you see him?
No, I'm laughing at London, Mistake, at her picture that she just put up in the chat room, Mistake, 4 minutes ago. London is a fucking king with these motherfucking hitches.
I think all of you on the phone is in my room.
Baby. So did they finish the rest of the categories from the ball after that, Rodney?
No.
Oh, so they only just did the mini grand, the other two mini grands.
Correct. They did Kim Queen Sex Siren. They finished up the Vogue film, and they did the Team Runway.
Who won Film Queens Sex Siren?
Huh?
Who won Film Queens Sex Siren?
A Prodigy and a Ebony.
Baby, because the Film Queens was mad that they didn't get a chance to Vogue because they was in the bathroom waiting to Vogue. Baby, and they was over it, honey. If anybody else is on the phone line, honey, y'all got something to say, and y'all would like to talk, honey, feel free. The phone lines are definitely open. We are definitely here. I ain't got nothing to say.
Kelly, did you just call?
Excuse me? No, I didn't just fall. I dropped my phone out my hand.
From this past weekend, there was no fights.
Well, I'm a senior citizen, and I almost got beat up over the weekend.
At the ball?
No, over the phone.
I'm talking about at the ball. You know, last week there was a fight in Atlanta, big fight in Jersey, big fight in Atlanta.
Well, I watched the video.
Allegedly, someone's putting out there that it was a fight after the ball, but I didn't see it myself, so I don't know who was fighting and where was it and anything like that, but
Someone was, people were saying, they've been saying that there was a fight. So, you know,
yeah.
It's an unknown fight. No one knows who was fighting and why.
Yeah, well, I want to bring up
anonymous fights now.
Yes.
Yes. Mother Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, I don't want to keep bringing up Khadijah, but I wanted to know who was she talking about when she said what she said in her video about someone sucking dick on the floor.
I don't know. Maybe she was
talking
about...
Yeah, were you guys that close?
Maybe she was talking about you, Maya.
Well, you know, I've got better sense than that. I use the glory hole. Because when they see my face, they run for me. Yes. Where is Tyshawn? Get him on the line. And I thank you for tuning tonight.
That only comes on the line every, you know.
Yes.
Tyshawn, you're live on the air.
Yes, is someone checking for me?
And I thank you.
Because I got a call from you this weekend.
You got a who?
A call from you this weekend.
Yes, you did. Because
mm-hmm.
I heard you were feeling it.
No, I don't have to feel it. You're feeling it.
I think everybody's done that. And I thank you.
We thank you. We thank you so much, White Kankar. We thank you for your support.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all two are crazy.
What's going on, Tyshawn?
What's going on, Rodney?
Wait, Tyshawn. I heard I got to that. Deidre was talking about you. She wasn't talking about Kelly.
Who? Deidre was talking about me. She wasn't talking about me because I was never the type to suck dick on the floor. She said that about Kelly. And I made it known to Kelly many times today, yesterday, and the day before.
I like how I got the tea out there.
Said, I ain't never been a bitch to suck anybody's motherfucking dick on any bitch motherfucking floor, okay? Bitch, and I'm not going to sit here and make the girl motherfucking relevant, Miss Thing, because they're all tired, washed up motherfucking legends, Miss Thing, and they need to stay relevant. We're not going to do that here tonight, Miss Thing, okay? If the girls want to go and make all types of YouTube videos and read me on their YouTube videos and read me on their radio show and read my show on their radio, let them go do that because that's what they need to do to stay relevant, Miss Thing. Bitch, but we're not going to make them relevant here on this show anymore. We're not going to condone those fat ass, okay? Those girls are very...
When you talk, all I hear is...
Exactly.
Okay, so code name She-Hulk. The way She-Hulk lifted that string, she did not look like she was old and tired.
Thank you, Tasha, for calling in. Hold on, we got another caller. The next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Hello, and it's not only her.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Keisha.
Oh, that's
Ooh.
Key.
How are you?
We fine, and yourself?
Hello, White Kankar.
Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. This is Jay Boogie.
What's going on?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Check.
Kelly, what you doing for your birthday?
I'll just be coming back from Miami.
Miami?
Yes.
You go to Sizzle?
Yeah, I'll be in Miami, and I'll come back on my birthday next week, Wednesday.
Kelly, I have some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Guess who came out the closet?
Who?
Hey. Raven Simone.
No, she didn't come out the closet. I watch Wendy Williams every day. She didn't come out the closet. Said whoever she dates is whoever she dates, and it's nobody's business. Never talked about her personal life, and she's not going to start talking about her personal life.
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah, but who really cares if that big-headed girl, you know?
Where's
Are you hungry, London?
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
$5 footlong.
Yes, walk me to Subway to get a $5 footlong.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Whose birthday? I'm good. I forgot you was on there. Hey, Rodney. What's going on, Keisha? Keisha, it's your cake day. No, it's my birthday. No, it's Bush Queen's birthday.
Oh, that's not nice. Pay it. I don't know him, pay it.
Kelly, where's London? I don't know you either. Kelly, where's Latex Ball?
Hit me up on my Facebook.
Kelly, when
do they
take war?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
What?
No, did
I get
it?
By the way, I meant to commend you and applaud our Wednesday show. I was trying to get in, and Jasmine kept saying, oh, Keisha, we're going to bring you on, and she never brought me on, but I have to say, Kelly, I commend you on that show on Wednesday. I respect you even more, and I'm glad that you did what you did, and I just got to say thank you and kudos to you. That show was very touching.
Oh,
Keisha, I think she probably didn't come to you because she knew you were going to do something like that.
No, she tried. I think.
But baby, when I tell y'all, baby, I gagged today when I checked my mailbox, honey, and I got my motherfucking bill from that hospital, honey. They charged me $39,000, honey. Yeah, ma, Kelly, but you know when you took that story, you know who you remind me of? Patti LaBelle. Because Patty outlived all her sisters. All her sisters are gone. And she outlived her sisters. So when you said that story, it touched me because it reminded me of Patty when she tells the story about what she went through as she was coming, you know, as the years progressed with her family in that same situation. That's why I said, oh my God, Kelly reminds me of Patty LaBelle.
Kelly.
Yes.
I listened to those pictures that she took in the hospital with that blonde hair.
Thank you. Baby, I don't know what they charge, baby. Baby, I'm talking to the girls in the chat room, baby. I don't know what the fuck they charge for, baby. But, baby, they charge, honey, baby. They charge down, honey, baby. Keisha, I'm going to put y'all back on hold. If anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all want to talk, free to definitely press the 1, baby. And, bitch, yes, that sex change money, honey. Baby, don't shave me. I gagged when I got that bill, baby, honey. Oh, my God. Where's all the girls at that want to talk about the ball? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know how we always do, Kelly. We don't know
Kelly, bitches be scared.
Bitches be scared. Okay, well, let's go to our next topic since the girls don't want to call and talk about the ball, honey. Where's Tony at? I need Tony on the phone line. I want the girls on the phone line, baby, because I want to talk about, they said the children, somebody hit me up and they said the children in the Midwest said, fuck the East Coast, they making the girls icons, and that it is what it is. Like, how do you feel about this situation since you're a pioneer icon?
Oh, hello, R.R., I did not know you were there. I guess no.
Is RR with us? Did we lose RR? Hold on, let me refresh my box. RR? Oh, well, I don't know where RR went. Well, Rodney, how do you feel about the situation?
I'm no comment.
Alexis?
Well, since you ask me how I feel. In all actuality, seriously speaking, nobody can be mad because all the icons. Okay, wait a minute. Who deemed them? Did some other icons deem them icons, or they deemed themselves icons and then made somebody else new icons? Or how did that go? That's what I'm trying to understand first.
Well, I don't know. I just got bits and pieces of it that they said that the Midwest girls said, fuck the East Coast, baby. They're going to do what they want to do, baby. And now
okay.
Milan is supposed
this
to be icon.
Thing. And all jokes aside, you can't be mad because just about every icon has done it at some point. Okay, well, I'm going to make – well, they haven't made anybody icon. They just – with the legendary status, okay, this is – she's going to be legendary, and I don't care what nobody else says. You feel me? So now that they have done it, like, how can you really be mad? I understand what everybody's saying is, like, you know, we're trying to come get past that and – stop the separation of things, but like how can you be mad?
Wait, was somebody deemed the icon this weekend?
Well, I heard they said that somebody deemed Milan icon and some other people icon from the Midwest.
So they deemed
half and half overall fall though was deemed icon.
The new icons are hold on, I'll give you the list. I had it right here.
Oh, please. There's a list?
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking for it. Okay.
Well, I believe we need
okay.
to take out
hold
the
on.
Trash.
The following people in the Midwest who are overlooked upon as icons are as follows. So these people are already icons. Aaron Enigma, Tommy Avant-Garde, Waddell Avant-Garde, overall father icon, Kenny Elam. Hold on, wait. Because it says this person, they say Milan. Milan Christopher, Marcus Fox, Alex, Goddess Rodeo, Eric Eminence, La Perla, and Sean Escada.
I think my bell doesn't work because it didn't ring.
So wait, listen. All
thank
just
God,
aside, they gave these people icon status.
I guess that they're going to be.
Okay.
I guess they're going to be Midwest icons, like the Midwest legends.
No, because, like, I'm really gagging right now, because it's like, how you give, like, Milan icon, Mariah not an icon, Yami not an icon, Yolanda not an icon, Ray not an icon. All these people have been, like, doing things longer.
Well, let me just say this. Let me just say this, sweetie. We put out the protocol on what makes an individual for their status. Anybody who doesn't follow that new protocol that we all discussed on a 2-hour radio show is a kiki. It's a kiki.
That's what Harold was saying.
It's a kiki. Now, if you wanna in your area, if you wanna be the laugh of the ballroom scene and you're gonna run with that, then go ahead. Because guess what? We don't acknowledge it. And we are the real icons and the pioneer icons, and we don't acknowledge it. And nor will you ever be called out unless it's in your area code as an icon. And if you do get called out on the runway as an icon, it won't be by an icon commentator named Jack or Selvin. And hopefully it won't be, well, I can't say the other name because they already said one name that belongs to that house. So, you know, but at
right.
the end of the day, it's a kiki.
But wait, 786-318, you're live on the air.
Hey Kelly, hey IR, hey London, hey Rodney, hey Alexis,
hey,
hi Maya, this is Janice, how are y'all?
We fine.
Good. I don't know,
Janice, you got something going on with your phone, it's making a clicking noise.
Yes, is somebody doing Morse code trying to send us a message? Yes, who's been serving time in the military? She's sending a Morse code from the and I thank you.
Hello, is it clear now?
No, we're still doing that clicking. Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait, she's sending a message. Hold on. It's a breaking news. Hold on.
Leave my sister alone, Maya.
I don't know Maya, so I'm not going to go back and forth with her.
They said Selvin is the new spokesperson for Armin Childress, and I thank you.
I don't know her. Can you hear me here clearly, Kelly?
So we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. You know how we are up here, and I say we, speaking in concern of the legendary council here. We've had no dealings with none of that stuff, and I say we in concern of John Odom, in concern of Goddess, and also in concern of Eric. When that stuff came up, with these conversations that have taken place, me and Goddess and all of us literally said that we didn't want to have anything to do with it. We didn't want any parts of it because, like RR said, it is considered a kiki. You know, back in the day, you did not ask for something. You were given, you were appointed, you were acknowledged for what you've done and what you brought, your individuality and your creativity. And now it's just becoming so watered down that every weekend somebody wants a status. None of us are riding out with that stuff. So I can't speak for everyone on that list, but I can definitely speak for Goddess, Sean, and Eric. That they don't have any part in that. They're not taking it. They're not receiving it. And it's just not something that any of us want a part of. Because like RR said earlier, we all trying to get on one accord. We all trying to do things the proper way. Those type of conversation and those things are coming up from people who are having a problem with protocol and people who instead of wanting to follow one accord and want to get in line, if they want to step out and do their own things and oh fuck this person, fuck that person.
Hella.
It's just nothing to do with all of that. Wait a minute,
Maya.
Don't be rude.
No.
Don't be rude. I'm not saying
that. The phone. I'm not being rude, and I apologize, but the phone, and we really cannot hear you. It's like going in and out.
Okay. I'm gonna hang up and call back in.
Hold on, Janice. Hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on, Janice. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on, Janice. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on. Hold on. Ladies, click over to your other line. Hold on. Your phone should be ringing.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Janice,
yeah.
Is the white cow after you?
Okay, Janice, now it's better. It's better
now. That's
much
better, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That stuff that they're doing is, like I said, it's people that are just trying to step out on their own and do what they want to do. And I think I, along myself with Goddess, we think that it's a joke. We really do think that it's a joke because it's just like it's out of nowhere and it's all for the wrong purpose. And we are willing to wait our time. We are willing to put in our time and to do something. None of us feel that we are up for icon status. I think it's just too early. I think it's just too soon. And we all up here are just willing to do it the old school way. And I say we in concern of Sebastian Allure, Shy Odom, Goddess, Rodeo, and Eric. It's like we wanted to have nothing to do with that. So I wanted to get on here and definitely say that because it's not something that nobody this way is trying to ride with. I don't know what's going on in Chicago, but it's constantly a pull and tug for power. And, oh, we gonna do this and we gonna do that. But it's like it's just coming out of nowhere and it's really rude and it's just it has no substance to it.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, and I appreciate, you know, what you just said because it makes a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, you know, the committee was not put together just to be putting it together. The format that we set up as a collective group of ballroom mothers, fathers, and participants, it wasn't done just to be a kiki. It was done so that we wouldn't have this problem of everybody thinking that they had the power. there is no one person that has the power, and we decided that it would be a protocol. And if you follow that protocol, once a year, we will do an announcement on who's legendary, who's going to be an icon, and that's when you get your status. If you feel you cannot wait for that time or to earn what you deserve, then you need to go ahead and become a part of the Comic Book Icon Club, because that's what you're going to be, a comic book character. So you just pick your costume, and we'll wait for you to walk.
Janice?
Yes?
This is Rodney.
Hey.
For the names that you just said, as far as like the Detroit representatives, if the council feels as though they were, why did they allow them to use their name? Because a couple of people are more reputable and more, you know, closer to being qualified to be icons than some.
Well, that's
just
what I'm saying. It's not allowed. It wasn't allowed. It's not something that these people were reached out and that these people agreed on, and or it was a function coming up that these people were attending. God has just went down to her mama's house. She don't even know nothing about this stuff. That's what I'm saying. It has no substance to it, literally. It's something
that is coming.
Yeah, it's something that it's just coming from somewhere, and that, you know, it's like, oh, this is what we're going to do because we see fit. And it's always those type of conversations, basically coming from Chicago. It's like, well, why do we have to wait on them to tell us what we're going to do, and, you know, feeling some type of way. And my thing is, it's not waiting to tell somebody what you can do or asking permission, but you don't want to step out and try to do the wrong thing, and like I said, be considered a kiki. That is the worst thing that you possibly could do in this scene, is take something that people are responsible for building and uplifting, and then just because you feel like it's not happening in your own time frame, you want to do your own thing.
Well, doesn't Neiman Marcus, don't he live in Atlanta now?
I heard that too. I'm not sure about that, but I heard that as well.
Then you mean to tell me he's going to accept an icon status in a region that he doesn't live in anymore? So every time you get on, they get ready to call you out, you still be called legendary. But you guys,
I just got to see that this is Malone's and Eric's doing. Malone kissing Eric's ass.
I was about to ask you, Janice, who did you think were spearheading this issue?
You know what? I don't want to make any premature guesses, but I'll tell you this. I will find out. I will definitely find out and do my homework and get that response back to you, because I don't want to give an uneducated guess. I don't want to guess. I want to tell you exactly who is spearheading it, because it's funny. It's really funny.
Janice, you don't have to do any homework. It's Malone and Eric.
Well, let me reach out to Eric and ask him his reasons why.
We got another caller from the Midwest.
313-38,
you're live on the air. Bitch, you know that number. Don't act like you didn't know that.
Yes,
all that
extra,
I live my life as a white woman in the suburbs. I don't give a fuck about no status from nobody. I don't know nothing about what that shit is being talked about, who talking about it, and don't give a fuck who talking about it. As long as a bitch respect me when they see me, they ain't never got to call me nothing but goddess. But you gonna respect me or you gonna catch this motherfucking boot. That status ain't doing nothing for nobody but giving somebody a big head. And I thank you. But wait, hi, everybody. I want to say hi to everybody first. Hey, I love y'all. Now, put me back in.
Congratulations.
Congratulations for what? Look, London, don't be cute with me like that, because I don't play them games. But honey, I don't accept stuff like that.
Hold on, before y'all put her back on mute, Auntie, listen.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me these people is using your name for propaganda?
Yeah. Honey, I don't know what it is. I was just called and told to call into the show, and I had to call at least 15 times before I got through to this shit to hear what was going on. But I guess so, because I haven't spoke to anyone about none of this stuff. I haven't spoke to nobody about none of this. So what y'all talking about is the first time I'm hearing of this. So I'm just sitting and I'm listening to this, but I thought as long as Janice was speaking for people, I should reach out and let y'all know.
I don't know nothing about this, and I don't have nothing to do with this because I'm one of the ones that put together the agenda sheet of how things supposed to go. Because I'm in the group that was formerly known as the Real Legends and Icons. I'm in that group, so I was one of the ones that approved some of the stuff that was going on. So why would I accept anything that I did not approve, approve this shit in this other group? So, but I don't know what's going on with all that. It hasn't been discussed with me. Eric did call me earlier today, but I couldn't talk to him because I was at dialysis and I was coming off my machine, so I couldn't speak with him. So I told him I was going to call him back, but I never did. But now that Jordan brought this up, I'll call Alan back to find out if he had the spearhead of this shit.
Right. But he was saying that the people, he felt as if the East Coast people, was like fuck the Midwest and all that stuff. But like I'm one of those people. I've been coming to Detroit and Chicago since 97, 98. So y'all know I'm at every ball. I've been consistently coming there.
Right.
So for you to say that, you know, it's like a slap in the face.
More than they do.
I don't understand why people feel it, because I don't feel like the East Coast.
When I'm over there, bitch, they show me all the love and respect. But that's anywhere I go. Bitch, I'm comfortable anywhere I go.
What they're saying is the kids in the Midwest are saying fuck the East Coast.
Because they don't blend in with
them. But yeah, that's the thing, and the thing is that I believe that it is a few people that are down here that are just getting mad because they haven't got that okay. But like God has said, when I come there, I'm well received. When she goes, she's well received. These people have to know you and know who you are and what you've done and what you stand for to give you that respect. So I think that it's just a handful of people that are just wanting something so bad, and that now they just saying, oh, fuck this, fuck that. And I think it's really ignorant, and I think it's foolish because, like to say, it's a geeky.
I have a question. Where did the ballroom start? What city did the ballroom start?
Amaya, wait a minute. We're not going to detect. We're not going to do one ballroom 101 with you because what hops you in and what bar you walk?
I'm not being disrespectful.
I'm not being funny. Like you got your little rise, you a little co-host on the show and stuff. But
no,
we're not in the
ballroom
with you because you're not a ballroom girl.
Let me explain something to you, honey. See, the thing about you, I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. So you never
know
what bar I'm walking.
What house are you in?
I know who she is.
Listen, let me explain something to you. The point of the matter is, the ballroom started in New York City, so how the fuck can a Midwest motherfucking faggot get mad about some things that's going on? Wait your turn, Effie.
Listen, the ballroom started in New York, but it ends in New York. That's what you have to understand. Just like me being in my fraternity, I can go to the East Coast and I'm
fucking
still in the fraternity. Anywhere I go, I'm still a part of that fraternity. You can't say because I didn't pledge with you over on the East Coast. And over on the East Coast, listen, you're uneducated, sweetie, so I'm trying to school you on some things. Don't play with me because I know who you are. Girl, let me explain something to you. If you knew who I was, for number one,
you would know that I'm not uneducated, that I have more degrees than you can count clockwise.
Girl, an associate's degree, you stopped at an associate's degree from a vocational college. Sweetie, try university, a four-year university, dual motherfucking degrees. Don't come for me like that little girl. Stay in your lane and stay in a child's place. I don't play with kids, and you already know that.
Malala is from Chicago.
But she lives in California now.
Right, but why is he still trying to claim the Midwest as his?
Well, she got her start in the Midwest. This is where she started. This is where her name came from. She started in the Midwest. She started her house overness in the Midwest.
Everybody wants a piece of Maya.
Hello, we have another caller. 973-97,
you're live on the air.
She can never take me.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Goodbye. Yeah, I was told to call in, so I'm just calling. How you doing, Nicole?
And
wait, is this another?
Is this another?
How
y'all doing?
This
is
Oh, Khadidra.
When
you
talk, all I hear is ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
foolery. Love y'all.
Thank you, Carl. Khadidra, I live for you. You are
Cookie
king.
Was feminine, honey. Ooh,
first of all, let me get something straight. I don't know you, and I'm far from a Kiki.
Do you have swag? Do you have swag?
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. So therefore, all of that, you're a Kiki. You live. No, you don't. You just read. Anyway.
No, I did not read you.
Yes, honey, I'm far from washed up.
I never said you were washed up. Do you have swag?
I don't need anything up but my cleaning. Okay, like I said.
Ooh, this old Pronto.
If you got something to say to me, I want to know what you got to say to me.
Get your teeth fixed.
I'm talking to Kelly. I'm not talking to you.
Kelly never mentioned your name.
Kelly said nothing about you.
I understand Kelly didn't say nothing. This is coming from Ben. I'm putting all the things on the table. I don't understand where all this beef, all this drama, all this extra shit is coming from the door. Where is it coming from the door? Everybody been wanting to know where the shade come from the door. Because when y'all put this on the table, there's no way that she could stand next to me and anybody.
Hold on, Khadidra, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be rude, Khadidra. I have a question. Is this something we talked about on the show, or is it personal between you and Kelly? If it's personal, out of respect,
it was brought up on the show. It was brought up in the ballroom. It was brought up in the ballroom.
Only thing we discussed about you on the show is when you snatched the microphone from Selvin. And
you're
going to be charged with armed robbery. With the ballroom or anything as far as that, you should speak to Kelly personally. My opinion.
Let's tap on that. The reason I was tapping on that, first of all, I grew up in this ballroom scene. Second, I earned my right to ask anybody up there, especially when I brought you out face and you just asked me to be Mother Herrera. And how you going to act? What is swag? First of all, they had two Herreras on the panel. Second, you sitting up there sweating down high off a K, going to act some and chopping everybody that's up there. Do you not know?
From the door.
And you sitting up there, and I put your ass out. You just asked me to be Mother Herrera, so obviously you got to have swag. Come on now. This is just getting ridiculous where people are sitting there chopping people and talk about, they have a right. I have a right to stand there and ask anybody, why did you chop me? This is not a chopping game. This is not somewhere people come out to these balls, they come to enjoy themselves or to go out. And then you got these people who get 15 minutes of fame, you get on the panel, and now you just want to raise chops and don't even know what the category is calling for. You don't even have swag yourself. Any party that you see me sweating down, that Kate is really fucking people up.
No, but basically, Khadidra, what the problem was like you looked at like She-Hulk and you were grabbing the mic with one hand from Selvin to use both
hands. That's irrelevant. Oh.
that was the key. That's why I said it was a key.
It wasn't a
key.
You're saying something. No, he's going to sit there. Selvin asked me, he's a legend. If a legend chop you, bitch, girl, are you serious? Let's get real. He's not a legend. It's cute for
And
him.
Did you catch how she put
it's
you
cute,
on
but
the
he's
floor?
Not a legend. I don't know where y'all always on this show talking some real politics and talk about, who this and who that. And then why the hell would he become a legend? Because a lot of the real legends sat down and allowed him to sit there and win balls that nobody went to. That makes you a legend?
Who, Faith?
There's never been a ball. I don't know a ball where Faith actually went and slayed over some real legends or Dre or any of them for realness. Can you name at least 3 or 5 balls where he really rock-socked it?
I can name 3 or 5. He was in a jail pose.
Excuse me. That's irrelevant. Be real. If y'all going to be real, then be real on this fucking show.
Name some walls that he really slayed them down for realness. He's not, he's real, yes, I'm not going to take it away from him. But a legend on points that actually judge somebody on some swag or judge somebody and really take this serious, bitch, he's not on that level yet. And y'all need to, when y'all making these balls, you pick the panel the right way. Stop picking these people and your girlfriends, everybody, to be on these fucking panels. And when the fight break out, y'all want to hide in the kitchen or hide somewhere because y'all didn't know how to choose or talk about. Back in the days when they had the judges had a meeting before the ball. And they discuss each category in depth and what they was looking for. They don't even do that. Y'all just call them to the ballroom. They come in late. They sit on a panel and judge people who come to the ball and really want to sit there and perform and do something at the top. That's when people get their head busted open and want to fight. But the pierced person that threw the ball is somewhere else. Because you chose to pick this motherfucker on the panel for what?
So
like
you
plays don't make you real.
So you're basically saying that you have swag and you really don't care.
No, what I'm basically saying is not about the category about swag. Sweetheart, this surpassed that. It's about the panels, it's about the ballroom scene, period. That's why every time you go to a ball, there's a big old fight. Why? Because of the judges. Because of the people. You're not guarding these are the people that y'all put up there that are not getting into the categories that they are supposed to be judging. First of all, y'all have all these people behind the judges that's intimidated telling the judges to chop this person or chop this person because that's their girlfriend or whatever. When you're on the panel, you are not in the house no more. You are a judge of the evening. You are supposed to judge fairly. Not girlfriends or not this or not that. Okay, y'all need to start judging these balls the way they need to be judged and give people their right. My name is Khadija, and my name rebels. And this, I can never be chopped for realness. I deal with society every day. I go outside in the daytime, okay? I use everything. These girls that y'all giving realness don't even deal with society. Do y'all really know what realness is? Y'all sitting there judging somebody. When y'all judging somebody for realness, you are attacking their character. Not just a realness in a ballroom scene for that night. You're looking kind of real for that night. When you come up there, you got to make a mean face and take a breath and do all of that. No, just walking up there, swag means when you're just walking up there actually just being yourself. Kiana walked up there, she's being herself, her everyday self. How dare you judge this woman on being her everyday self? Her swag is herself. What was he looking for?
Khadija, right now, you know, you're so real that, you know, I'm picturing you ripping out your clothes, turning green.
Oh, girl, behind your London accent, okay? A real bitch stands out front and lets everybody know who the fuck you're talking about and who you is. Hide behind your London accent.
And that's what
somebody.
I do.
I don't have no time to talk to you. If anybody else want to talk, y'all can talk because you're not going to hide. And a real bitch do and say real things. A real bitch don't hide behind some phony accent.
I actually made you come to the show, so I'm actually somewhat irrelevant, you know?
Okay. Anyway, if a bitch got something to say to me, say it. Y'all don't want the old Khadija to come out because I'm go to the balls and I like to have fun and I'm bubbly and I like to have fun and enjoy myself. Don't let us go back
but
there. We start just knocking
on
the fucking
door.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
But wait, you went
go
there.
I'm having a pot, Khadija, because you could have been in jail for armed robbery. You almost broke that lady's arm.
She almost broke both of her arms, and
this is where y'all go to where y'all take everything as a joke, and y'all taking the show, and now it's y'all just try to.
But this is not a Khadija. You have to understand. Tonight is not a serious night. This is not a serious night.
Go back and forth with y'all.
This is not. But no, Khadija, listen.
Everything's trying to jab. Throw your little jabs. Throw whatever you need to throw to make yourself feel better, or try to make a rating. Be real for once.
Now, first of all, Khadija, this show is very real, okay?
And when you come on the show, listen, I'm talking now. You talked. I didn't say anything. Everybody else talked. And it's my time to talk. It's my time to talk, okay? You came on this show, okay, because your girlfriends or whoever called you and told you to call in here. When you come on this show, you know what you're walking into, okay, baby, okay? So, on that note, okay, when people are talking, they're going to say what they got to say. If you can't handle the wheel and you can't handle the kiki, then I guess this is not the format for you to call in.
No.
There's other shows that you can definitely voice your opinion on, and they don't give you all the kiki and they don't give you all the sarcasm, but that's what you get when you call into the show.
Okay, Nicole. Well, before I press click
on the show, Nicole comes on Thursday and Sunday nights. Nicole's not on here.
Listen. Oh, that's not Nicole?
No, this is not Nicole.
Nicole comes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Hold on, this is the legendary one that you went on Broadway Throwbacks and said I was sucking dick on your floor and never sucked dick on your motherfucking floor.
Nigga, I've watched you suck dick on my floor and get pussy on my floor.
I never sucked dick on your floor. I never had nobody in your house, Miss Day, because you were too busy having your dykes in your room. I never had anybody in your house.
These girls don't know the real Kelly, okay? I know who you are.
Baby, this is the real Kelly. This is the only Kelly. The person that she knew, the person that she knew was Mother U-Haul. It was never Kelly back then. This is Kelly.
I know who you are. Like I said, they may not know who you are, but I know where you come from. Me and you, whatever, we've been there. We was chilling. Nigga, all this extra shit that y'all sit there portray to be in the boardroom, thing, everything. No.
See, I don't have to portray to be anything or anyone for anybody in the boardroom scene because I have a life outside the boardroom scene. I don't need to walk down a runway and have somebody tell me that I'm real. I don't need to have walk down a runway and have somebody
clearly
tell me that I'm fake, that I'm sexy,
clearly
or anything. I know what I am when I walk through the streets
clearly
of motherfucking Harlem and I walk through the streets of the motherfucking Bronx. If y'all need that, if you need
clearly
that to define
know
yourself and need to know why somebody chopped you, that's their opinion. Maybe that night you wasn't real. Maybe that night you wasn't body. Maybe that night you wasn't sex. Every night is not your night. And that's the problem with you old girls, Miss Day, that want to still walk balls, Miss Day, and feel that you are what you were back in the days, Khadijah. It's no shame, Khadijah. You are not the same person you was back in the days. There is no shame. Back in the days when Khadijah was body, Khadijah did not have on three bows. You're not body anymore. Give it up. Maybe you're still real, but you're not body. You're not sex anymore. Give it the fuck up.
Are you oblivious? Have you even seen me? Are you, you can never step out.
I seen you in Baltimore when I told you you were out on the three girdles. There's no shame. Who's walking body with three girdles on?
You walk the street.
Khadijah, we see you in 3D, sweetie.
Khadijah, and I want big girl's body. I don't want no motherfucking girl anymore. No, I do not.
You walk around the neighborhood you was raised in.
I walk around the neighborhood that I was raised in. That every motherfucking faggot in motherfucking Harlem walk through motherfucking Harlem and they get their motherfucking life. You know why they get their life? Because I paved the way for them to walk through motherfucking Harlem. For the boys not to motherfucking attack them. For the boys not to motherfucking beat them. I paved that way for them. Okay? We're talking about what the girls were back in the day and what the girls think they are of today. Y'all not what y'all was back then, Miss Day. So you need to give it up and sit down. Just come out and judge, Miss Day, because you're not what you were. Let's be real.
I'm sorry. Chris LeBage and all of them living in photographs. They was walking the photographs way before you even knew that you wanted to be a woman. How dare you say you created anything? You didn't create anything but a goddamn clown. How
yeah
dare you?
You're the clown, and you're the clown, and like I said on that clip at the hip hop ball, and you're the clown, and I didn't chop you that night, but you still got chopped by somebody else, and that was their opinion.
You say that because you cannot beat me. He was, to mind you, face chopped me, and then the next day at both Tuesdays, he acted like he didn't even remember anything. That's how high he was, okay?
Well, baby, that is his opinion. You can't get mad. Y'all girls can't get mad for people's opinions, Miss Thang. You can't get mad for somebody's opinion, Miss Thang.
But, Khadija, if you'd approached me about me chopping you, I wouldn't remember neither. No shade.
First of all, you would remember me if I was standing by you because I'm just that bitch.
But, I mean, you know, you're big as a house, so I would be kind of a little scared if you're going to be asking
me
about it.
Because when I walk in the room, my presence and my aura comes out. You will remember me because I'm that bitch. I will
because I see you in 3D.
I don't need these young faggots to pay me or do anything or to let me know who I am. I am who I am.
Look, Khadija, one question. Why did you pay $30 to go to the ball, Khadija?
I'm sexy because I know I'm sexy. I'm not sexy because the fact that I'm sexy. I'm a beautiful person inside and out.
So, Khadija, is that you behind the Eminem on the commercial? I'm sexy, yeah, that's
it. Oh, girl.
Miss Sandy, this is a mess, Miss Sandy.
Tell your girlfriend when they call you to say the whole story.
In the
sunlight, and you think you could stand outside in the sunlight with me and in the middle and they think you're a female over me?
No, I can stand outside with you, Khadija. I know I can stand outside with you, Khadija. There is no motherfucking comparison to me and you, Khadija, okay? Because you are a body full of motherfucking silicone, Miss Day, compared to my motherfucking body, baby. Trust me, okay? You have a cute face, Miss Day, but that body is motherfucking wrong, Miss Day. It's no shame.
I see what's going on here. I see where we're getting at. You're jealous because you don't have no silicone.
Miss Day, I don't want no motherfucking silicone, Miss Day. And I had to motherfucking feel like a motherfucking brick wall, bitch. I'd rather be just where I'm at, bitch, than feel like a motherfucking brick motherfucking wall.
Miss Day, you sitting there looking like the penguin. You are round all over everywhere.
Okay, and you're sitting there looking like a motherfucking Mack truck trash motherfucking former. Bitch, you got fucking nerve.
You've been big all your life, so you don't know what body is. Don't just be
I can be fat all my life, Miss Day. I can be fat all my life, Miss Day, girl. And remember, you used to be a football player, Miss Day, and you still look like one.
I'll be whatever.
No, Khadija, you actually look like the body girl at the moment.
Are you talking about the body girl, Miss Day? You're not body anymore, Miss Day. You were body back in the day. You're not body anymore.
Kelly and Khadija, tell him, five days from now, another girl is going to have your man. Or if they didn't have your man already,
there's always another young girl on the block.
You
tried to talk to her on the stage. You tried to grab her in the back. You tried to do all of that, and he shut you down again, once again.
Okay. No, actually, my man didn't leave me for anything, baby, okay?
He left you for real cunt.
You didn't leave me for anything, baby. So you're sitting here talking about things that you don't even know, Khadija. Baby, that's the problem with you girls, okay? Me and Wade's been broken up for the longest, Khadija and Miss Sarani. We was only coming out together, making it seem like we were still together, but we've been broken up for the longest, Khadija. Get your motherfucking facts together. Okay?
Khadija, get your facts together, baby. I speak to Wade every day. We are the best of friends, Miss Day.
We've been broke up, Khadija, so get your facts together, baby. You trying to spare me and throw things out there, baby. We've been broke up, baby. Didn't leave me for anything. Get it together.
Everybody leaves you and you're upset. Didn't leave me for anything, Khadija. The one that you really want don't want you. You got my leftovers. Keep eating it. You're loving it. Bye.
The next caller we have is 615-887. You're live on the air.
Yeah, football season is over. Why were we on that topic?
Okay, there you go. 718-304, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
The thing about it is that, and Kelly, this is to you, you know, if you think that that's your girlfriend or whatever, because y'all can argue on the phone right now and then kiki later on the phone, but she's spilling your teas on the radio.
Nobody's not spilling anything about me.
Okay, but then I'm saying there must be some kind of truth to what she's saying, because I can tell in your voice that you sort of just, you know, you really didn't want to go in with her or whatever. I'm not saying everything she said.
No, I was paying it because I never mentioned her name, but, you know, this is how the girls take things. See, the girls take and go back and they tell people, Kelly's on the radio and Kelly's talking about you. Kelly never once mentioned Khadijah's name because what was it to even talk about? Like I said, the girls is going to continue to mention my name. The girls is going to continue to talk about me because I make the girls relevant.
Right. That's right.
And that's what it is. Baby was sitting there and she was having an interview on Boardroom Throwback. And having your interview on Boardroom Throwback that you're talking about and he asked you about the ball turns into talking about Kelly. He never asked you one question about Kelly or anything. You want to use Kelly to stay motherfucking relevant because Kelly's relevant and Khadijah's not relevant anymore.
Yes, it's like Little Kim trying to come for Nicki Minaj.
Nobody's going to sit here. Nobody's sitting here and nobody's talking about Khadijah or thinking about Khadijah or anything. And the girls want to sit here and the girls want to talk about things that they have no utter business talking about or don't even know the true fact or the true story. And I can actually tell you, Alexis can come on the phone because Alexis is the only person that actually knows the true story about me and my motherfucking husband that Khadijah wants to bring up the motherfucking story about. Me and my husband been broke up for months, Miss Day, bitch.
Someone's going to have an exclusive interview with Khadijah in a couple of days, and I'm not going to say the name.
All I'm going to say to you, Kelly, is just be careful who you befriend or whatever, or who you allow to see.
I don't have friends. I have sisters. I don't have friends. Friends will stab you in your back. Okay, that's why I don't have friends. I only have nothing but sisters. All my friends that was my friends is dead.
Wow. That's horrible. And then, I mean, at the next function, you guys have to see each other. I mean, is it going to come down to you two, you know, really fist fighting? Because you guys have been at it for a while, so.
Baby, I have no animosity towards anybody. The girls have animosity towards me. The girls been hating on me for years, okay? I think it's something about me that the girls just can't motherfucking take. That's what it is. Baby, and I don't know why the girls is always at me and always want to use me to stay relevant, Miss Thing. If you want to stay relevant, if she want to stay relevant and she wants to be the Khadijah that she was back in the days, Miss Thing, she needs to come with me and she needs to hit the gym, Miss Thing, she was back in the days. And maybe the girls will still get her life, Miss Thing. It's no shame, Miss Thing. It's a lot of girls out here, Miss Thing, and they are fab, Miss Thing, and they are legends, and they are icons, Miss Thing, and they was what they were back in the days, and people still want to live on what they were back in the days. But we got to talk about what the girls are now. You were face back in the days. You were body back in the days. You were sex star back in the days. But now it's a new era. You are not that anymore, and the girls need to get that through their head, and I think they will be much better off. Just sit on the judges panel and live on what you were. Know when it's time to hang it up and stop walking and pass the motherfucking torch to the next girl.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
It's what the girls need to realize. The girls want to still come out here and they want to walk, Miss Thing. And it's no shame, Miss Thing. You can't take anything from Khadijah. Khadijah was motherfucking lovely back in the day. She was luscious body back in the day. Khadijah is not that anymore. Sit down, be a legendary Khadijah Ebony. Sit on the judges panel and walk. And stop, and I mean judge, and stop trying to walk, Miss Thing, because you're not what you were back in the day.
Okay, so on that note, so do you think once you become an icon, do you think it's time for you to stop walking as well?
If you are, no, I'm not saying that. When you walk specific categories, after a while, like when you walk body and you walk sex out and you walk face and stuff, if you're not keeping yourself and your body and your face and stuff up to par, okay, after a while, you need to know that, okay, it's not what it was. You know, I'm still cute, I'm still pretty, but it's time for me just to judge and everything. It's a lot of icons that's out there that's up to par and can still get out there with the girls. Like, you got Ajahnay. She's a girl from back in the days that her face is still giving you what it gave you back in the day. She can still come out and play with the girls, Miss Day. But you got some girls that was faced back then, Miss Day. They're cute now, but they're not what they were back then. And they know that they're not. So they just come out and they get caught up for LSF, but they don't come out and they don't grace the category unless they have iconic face and all those girls from that era come out and they walk. Could you just think that she can still come out and play with these kids? She can't play with these kids anymore. It's no shade, Miss Day. When Khadija used to walk Lush's body back in the day and her two-piece, she never had on three girdles. She'd walk when I chopped her. She had on three girdles. That's why I chopped her.
Well, maybe, in her mind, she still thinks that she has it, so that's probably why she's still walking.
And that's in her mind.
And you know, maybe for some girls, that's all they have. You know, I'm not saying that's her. I'm just saying for some girls, maybe that's all they have. You know, they are going to the balls and walking, that's their livelihood. They listen.
But can I just say my a little piece? I'm going to leave you with this quote. They've always told me the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I thank you.
So, y'all, I don't know.
Hey, Divine, are you still online?
Divine. Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, what do you think about the situation that just took place? I mean, everything that Kelly has said, do you agree with her or?
Oh, I definitely agree. Everybody needs to know when your time has come. You know, everybody has a reigning time, and everybody has a predecessor and a successor. So when that time comes, you got to know when to step back and still be loyalty. I mean, still be royalty, because you lose your credibility always jumping out here after your time has come. All you're going to do is just, you know, watch the girls walk through you or have a bunch of embarrassing moments as opposed to just fitting in the time that in the era that you were standing in, you know?
Mm-hmm. We'll fuck you up, London. But I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Cola.
Thank you.
Where's the icon? Kelly, are there any icons on the line?
Hold on, London. 212-470, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly,
hello.
What's going on?
This is what's going on? This is the legendary icon, Tony Milan.
How are you? I just want to say hello to everyone. Kelly, I want to apologize because I did not hear the whole show because I was coming back from Baltimore. But I was getting some messages, and I, as the secretary of the group of the Ballroom Community Council, I was told that I'm going to ask you or ask Rodney or anybody that can help me that can reiterate properly. They said Eric was on the phone. There's something about icons and legends and all that foolishness.
Yeah, they said that the girls in the Midwest is over red and they gave the ring, fuck it, bitch, and they go to do what they want. Well, not the girls, certain girls. They said, well, Eric and Milan, they said, and they just going to take their icon status.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's up to them if for them to take. I'm not here to discuss that. I was under the impression that it was mentioned that it was brought to the group, and that the group was given an old child please, and then it was going to be East Coast. Midwest versus.
Mother, just Rodney. Uh-huh. Eric Gavery, he brought it to the group. He brought it to the group, but it was sort of like kind of brushed under a rug, sort of thing.
Okay,
so,
well,
I'm sorry, Rodney.
Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
He brought it to the group like 3-4 weeks ago, and James asked him a question about it, and Harold made one reply about it, and nothing else was done about it. And said, so the older icons, this is what I'm getting, the older icons from the Midwest decided to bring in and acknowledge, that's the proper word, the newer generation, people that they feel were qualified and eligible to be new icons. Now, we got from Goddess, who's a part of the same group, that she had no part of that or wanted any part of that. But the way Eric was talking earlier, as if he didn't want any part of it, but really was spearheading, so it was like he was saying one thing but acting upon another kind of way.
Okay. Well, let me make this clear, because as Jasmine knows, as Kelly knows, and Kelly, I need to talk to you about something anyway, but we'll talk later. And for the little part that you all know, I'm the secretary of that group, and I keep everything. That was not the way it was brought to the group. That's number one. It was never discussed like that. And when Eric was called to the floor on it, Eric specifically let it be known that it was not something that he was a part of. He was just letting us know what was being discussed. It was not something that was brought to the forefront. Being that he's in the group, he has a right to bring it to the forefront if he wanted to have it as a full discussion. That is not what happened. He was questioned about it because it was in the rumor mill, so he just wanted to know what was going on. He explained what was going on and left it like that, and that was it. And he's like, he didn't want to have any parts of it as well. So I'm lost how this all got turned around, you know, to something completely different on the show. I have a big problem with that. If you're in a group and you have a voice, then you should speak. The Midwest girls don't say shit in that room. So if y'all want to get mad at anybody, please get mad at the right girls. It's about five or six now of the Midwest girls in there. They're actually more Midwest girls than there are Northern girls. So I'm not understanding why they don't come together as a force or a group and get this shit straight for their own region. That's why it's by houses and by region in that group, so that we can always go to someone and discuss an issue that might be discussable from their region. But if they're the quietest ones in that group, they don't say shit. So don't sit around and make it look like it's the group ignoring y'all. No, it's your Midwest girls, and I'm gonna say it, and I'm sure I'm gonna get phone calls, but they know I'm not lying, or they can call in and they can dispute me. But it's the Midwest girls not saying shit. How can you get something accomplished if you don't say nothing? What's the old saying? A closed mouth doesn't get fed. It doesn't. So I'm just going to keep it real. That is not what happened. No one ignored anybody in that group. They don't say nothing. You got Neiman in there, don't say nothing. Eric in there, don't say nothing. God is my sister, but she don't say nothing. Who else is there from the Midwest? It's three more people. I just can't. It's 35 in there now, so I can't remember all these girls from the Midwest. But these are people I know, I talk to, and we're friends. Oh, Sebastian, my sister, she don't say nothing. That's four so far. So what's the problem? If you're going to point the finger, point the finger correctly.
Goddess and Jadice is back on the line.
Yeah. Don't say the Midwest girls don't say anything, Tony, because they don't talk about nothing in these groups. I check them groups every day, and the only thing they talk about in that motherfucking group is who they want to let in next. It don't. I put a cop in.
You know, I'm telling the truth. So then you're agreeing with me because they don't say nothing.
The group, period. Nobody. East Coast, West Coast, Northwest. They don't talk about nothing in that group but who's the next girl to get let in, and let's take a vote on who's coming in next. That's why I stopped coming in that group and commenting into that group, because nothing has got accomplished.
Well,
so don't say it's the Midwest girl.
Goddess, to be honest with you, I'm going to say Midwest because a Midwest girl said something. So that's why at Midwest. Goddess, don't take it personal, but it is what it is. And it's also let's be correct. The reason why they voted for other people is because there were people who thought their houses weren't being represented. So we're trying to make it as fair as we possibly can make it. Nothing in life is 100% fair. But when a person from the Midwest decides that they want to make it seem like the rest of us, when they make it an East Coast, West Coast thing, Midwest, East Coast thing, that's when it becomes unfair. And that's when things get said that should not be said, and things get taken out of context. But the bottom line is, let's keep it real. If he said something, if he would have said anything about Midwest thing, I would be honest with you, Goddess, the Midwest girls
stuck together. Clearly, if you don't, if you're sitting here saying nothing is being discussed like that, then obviously what he said on here is not true. Even with your argument, you just basically subliminally agree with me. That is not what's been discussed in here. And statuses, you already know that no one has discussed any statuses. Whoever had whatever status they had before this group got formulated, it stays the way it is. That was made clear. It's not about revoking statuses and all that.
Let's not say the Midwest girls play certain individuals, because it's not a collective group of the Midwest girls that's putting this out there. Say certain individuals, because it's not the Midwest girls. Because I had no knowledge of anything that was going on.
Midwest versus East. That's what I just was told. So therefore, that is what I'm on here making sure we clear this up. Okay, there are also Northern girls East Coast girls who don't say shit either, but there's no East Coast girl on here trying to make it East Coast versus Midwest.
If we're going to get into this pointing the fingers and who said what, get the bitch on the phone that said it. Don't say
right,
who's supposed to say it. Get the hoe on the phone that said it.
Because
I'm a girl that believes in...
We didn't come on the phone to you know, infuse East-West, Mid-Coast thing, this Chinese. We came on the phone to defuse it and say that we didn't have any part of it, that we weren't going with it, and we weren't trying to start up any mess. Then I will apologize, because I did when I came in. I said, could somebody please tell me what was said? I was not informing that y'all was diffusing the situation already, so I will apologize. But I wasn't trying to personally attack. What I was trying to get people to understand is that it comes a time in any group where people will group together. And we all are on the same boat trying to get to the same place. But there comes a time when there are certain issues that happen in your region where I just feel that those regional people should be the forefront of the problem or the issues or whatever cute little name they want to come up with. But the bottom line is, if Eric gets on here, and I will call him, and if he can get him on, it's no problem, because I'm not going to lose no friendships over this group. But I believe that we all should be able to speak as honestly and as bluntly,
Tony,
bluntly
can I say
and
something?
With respect that we give to each other.
This motherfucking call.
Can I say something? This is RR.
What's up, RR?
Yeah, there was a protocol set 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, and we all spent an hour or two on the radio discussing it, breaking it down and everything, and everybody was in agreement to it, okay?
Yeah.
We're trying to form a structure that's going to be conducive to the ballroom community as a whole so that we don't have to go through this situation where I'm a big I and you're a little you and all of that other shit.
Right.
So at the end of the day, whatever has transpired there, we already have a set protocol, and like God has said, we're trying to work with that protocol. And anyone who feels they want to step out of the boundaries of that protocol or don't want to come to the group and discuss it or whatever the case may be, or submit some names that may be eligible for either up-and-coming status or ready for that status, then, you know what, at the end of the day, they'll just be a comic book character because it will be non and void. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to make a difference. We're not trying to cause problems.
Eric is trying to call me, but I can't. My phone doesn't do conference in when you call me in. So, Eric, if you can hear, call somebody that's on this phone, like Rodney or somebody, they can conference you, and I
bitch,
can't
call
do it.
Me. Call my motherfucking phone, bitch.
Oh, well, sorry. God
has said
for you to call her. For you to call her, and she'll
because
she'll
you know
you
what,
in.
What I've noticed is that God seems to be in the forefront for what's right, and it just seems
thing I was just trying to say is I thought, and I will apologize to you, Goddess, because, you know,
it's
too late,
sis. We fight when I see you, girl. Let's go down.
Just told something different than when I asked what was going on, and clearly, you know, Rodney was trying to give me the information. Maybe that part didn't come out, but I want to make it clear because that group is not about a bunch of bullshit. They do get some things done. But the girls do sometimes go a whole nother, they go
sometimes. Yeah, I think whoever called you, Tony, and told you that, I think they relayed the message wrong because actually, Goddess wasn't even
the one.
They're going
Eric right there. I'll clear this bitch in. Eric on this motherfucker phone now. So, bitch, explain to me what you got going on with all this foolishness.
I'm on the show.
Yes, you on the show.
Okay. First of all, here's the whole thing. And based on what I heard, a lot of the stuff that was said has got all twisted around. And mind you, hold on, let me make sure my phone is charging because my phone just died. Milan asked me a simple question, you guys. A simple question as to who are the icons in the Midwest? Simple question. There was a discussion between a couple of people, and of course, I only think I talked to you about this one. But anyway, there was a couple of questions Milan asked me about who are the icons, and I basically said the same thing I said in the group, in Milan's group. These are the people who I looked upon as icons of the Midwest. And after that, I put pending. That means as far as all-around acknowledgement, hey, it ain't happened yet. And so that was a simple question, and everything got turned around. And as far as that one, here's the thing. I know that status is status across the board is on hold, as far as I know. So therefore, if someone says that who are the icons, these are the people who are looked upon. Goddess is looked upon as an icon. Neiman, Milan, a couple other people are looked upon as icons in the Midwest. That was the question that was asked, and the answer that I gave was that that's what it was. So when it comes down to it, as far as the group is concerned, go ahead.
Eric, listen. According, you sit in that group, and I know you. You're like me. You read every little thing. And
yeah.
It was made clear, even when Milan was in that group, it was made clear, very clear, and everybody who's in that group, who was in that group, who's not in that group no more, whatever the case may be, know this, what I'm going to say to be true. It was stated that whatever happened before this group was formulated, which was February 6th, that it was, it is, they stand how they are, what they were, who they are, whatever, it stands as it is.
Correct.
That was what was said to me, and that's what I can go back and show you that that's what was said, excuse me, because we made that quite clear. It would take too much time and cause too many problems to go back and redo whatever mistakes or semi or whatever people may think was a mistake. It's irrelevant. We're not about that. You change from the future on. You can't change. You can't always change. You can't change the past. That's fucking impossible. Okay, so we were going to move forward. That is your answer. All that pending and all that other stuff, you start to open up a Pandora's box. Just tell it like you know it, and if they don't like it, then they take it up with the group or whoever they want to take it up with. But the bottom line is whatever it was as you were on February 6th when this group was made, that's how you stand. That's it. What happens is you got a lot of people out there who think that these fads are going to be removed from them, and that is not what this is about. That is not what we... And I'm sorry, Rodney, Goddess, am I lying?
No.
Not at all.
Well, that's it. That's what
I just gag how bitches is just
no
running around and begging to be a fucking icon. Who begs to be a fucking icon?
I'm not here to get into that as the secretary. Everything about me must be as politically correct as possible because the group is going to be taken as a joke if you don't stay. If you don't stay respectful to people. So the bottom line is I'm not getting into that. Y'all can discuss that when I get off the phone. But what I'm sitting here is letting Eric, I'm just want to let you know. If somebody asks you, there's no such thing as a Midwest icon or Midwest legend. You're either a legend or you're not. Either you're an icon or you're not. Either you're a statement or you're not. I don't understand all that. Why?
I'm gonna address
a separation.
Hold on, London. I want to address one thing. When it comes down to the status scenario, just like I said earlier, everyone knows status is on hold. This is something that was asked of me of the new icons, or rather, I won't say new icons, the people who I looked upon as icons, which are the people that I named earlier, Goddess, Sean, Milan, Neiman, and myself. As far as potentially new icons, and as far as one, as far as what you asked me about bringing it to the group, just like I said, status is on hold. So as opposed, why would I bring anything pertaining to status to a group? Even when James asked me about the icon scenario in the group, I was clueless. I was clueless. You know what I'm saying? I was clueless as to why we were asking.
But if you're clueless,
you
should stay. If I'm clueless or something, I'm going to stay clueless or I'm going to go find out.
No, I did. Exactly, Tony. I found the information and I relayed that information to the group. And mind you, just like I said on Milan's show, this is a list of names that are potentially new. I've spoken to Goddess about this. Goddess is on the phone with me. When it comes down to it, potential.
What Tony is trying to tell you is that by you saying potential or looked at as upon somebody read or somebody who doesn't know any better or who will take what you said and run with it will automatically say, oh, Goddess is a legend or Eric is a legend, and it makes for a problem. So what Tony is saying is either you are or you not. So
I
don't
that.
Do that because of the confusion.
Eric.
In other words, Ms. Eve, on February 8th, that is exactly what you are. We have not discussed any of that. We're trying to get other things in order. They put the criteria out there. That's it. Follow the criteria and move forward. We have everybody represented from every region. We're trying to get everybody from every single house. What is the problem? Because some doesn't move as fast as the next person feels they should move. That's them. That's all they have to have themselves in the mirror. We have every leader from every house. So what you're going to see and tell me is that, oh, fuck the leaders of your house? So, listen, here's my thing. If you're a leader of your house, you can't control them in your house, guess what? They shouldn't be in your house.
But the whole thing is, one thing that I will say is that, one, in regards to the East Coast, Midwest thing, and thank you, Janice, for saying that, because there is no East Coast, West Coast, Midwest scenario. That's a dead issue. You know, we all know that, you know, as far as ballroom is concerned, we're all on one accord. Those that know that that's what's going on. And Rodney, you had a question for me?
Yes. What I think was started it all was when he asked you that question and you gave those names, as soon as you got done saying those names, he said, we would like to say congratulations to all those new icons in the building. And you did not dispute or say to him, no, Milan, that's not the case.
If you listen to the show, Rodney, and me and Milan has had this conversation, you know, I even said on the show, me and Milan differ on that scenario. We differ on that, you know, because, one, Milan is my nephew, and I love him down. He's a go-getter, and you can't fault him for that. But I don't. My way of doing it, I'm old school. I'm very old school. I see the criteria. I see the criteria every day. So when it comes down to it, I'm old school in regards to status, as far as status is concerned. So when it comes down to it, I said on the show that me and Milan differ. So as far as him making a statement, I missed that one. I really did. I missed what he said as far as congratulations because I was somewhere else.
You know
right,
what? I get I'm and telling a lie out your whole conversation, Miss Eric. I'm going to punch you in your face when I
God,
see you.
No, baby, die. Shut your old ass up. But here's the thing. But that's the scenario. I mean, I ain't got to lie about nothing because everything that happened on that show is factual, and everything that, as far as what's concerning me and the things that I said, everything is viewable. Alexis saw it. When she came on the show, she seen everything I wrote, and Harold read what I – She read it because it was in the group, and then as well as Harold reading what some of the stuff that I said. If you read continuously, if Harold would have read the rest of it, everything that I said on the show is basically what I'm saying now.
And I think with Goddess and yourself and Neiman being in the group, and we already knew that the formula was put in place, there was no need for potentials because we knew once we decided, well, I'm not in the group anymore, but once you guys decided to discuss, then that's when the potentials should have been brought up. Especially if your alliance in your city already has told you, as far as I'm hearing, has said, no, we're not going to deal with that issue because that's a kiki, and we're not going to, you know what I'm saying? So potentials should have been brought up.
I hear you, Rodney, but here's the thing. Rodney, I hear you loud and clear. And yes, but here's the whole thing. In my mindset, status is on hold across the board. So why would I bring up status when it's already on hold? It's a pointless conversation when there's so much more in ballroom that needs to be dealt with.
Well, if that's a pointless conversation, why were you discussing it today on Milan's show?
I was asked a question and I answered it. Now I'm gonna go back to what Rodney just said. The conversation about the icon stuff just happened every bit of within the past two weeks ago.
It was they asked you a question and then you said and you basically said it was something that was
put in the group and kind of sort of what you said, but it was nothing like it was being brought to.
Right.
Like a topic.
But that's why I had to get on the show.
Because we have, from my understanding, as far as it's supposed to be done according to the criteria, names will be submitted by house parents or leaders, or house parents or leaders. It depends on how your house is organized. But that will be submitted. So I'm not understanding what the problem is that y'all get this person so upset to the point where it's like y'all, it's like maybe something is being told to whomever that they'll never get it or something like that. And that's not even the situation. No one is trying to stop anyone from getting anything. You just want to have a criteria so that the whole community can accept that, or the whole community knows this, that this is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. It's going to happen in every city. If you have, if there's icons and legends that are coming up in your region, when y'all have your award ball, that's where it will be announced, at the award balls. I mean, this is clear. I mean, I'm not understanding why people can't just put in www. And then the address and see what it says. It's a done deal. Period. That part,
you know what the problem
deal.
Is? This is what the problem is. Certain individuals just don't want to wait for what they deserve. They want to go around and around and around because they want what they want when they want it. And at the end of the day, if you want it that bad, you really don't deserve to have it. Arsenio Hall did not become the apprentice because he didn't work for it and didn't earn it. You have to earn it. And when you go around trying to convince people to make you an icon, then you're not really worthy of being an icon, because that's not what icons are all about. I don't think anybody ever told us that we were icons. We knew we were icons by our performance and when we decided to bow out gracefully.
Conversation up with this. I just want to say I went to Baltimore. I don't know what's been said about Baltimore, but I want to give Baltimore kudos because I know you girls in Baltimore don't have it. Y'all on the verge of Detroit, but there was not one argument and no fight. And I'm so proud of Baltimore. I'm so proud of the people that came, so proud of Baltimore. I truly, deep down inside, was like, oh my God, I know I'm going to see a fight, child. Let me get my camera ready. And I didn't see an argument. I didn't see nothing. No, it was beautiful. And I heard that it didn't even have the paradox either. So say what you want to say about the ball, but give Baltimore some credit because they were grown and sexy. I just want to say that. I don't know what was said. I don't. I was on a bus coming home. So I'm assuming you girls don't agree that they were grown and sexy.
I know, we agree that there wasn't any fights or any arguments. We do agree about
it. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anywho, good night, y'all.
Good night.
Y'all
definitely call her back in. I'm going to place y'all back on hold.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up.
Thank you, guys. You know, until you guys can get the icon stuff in order, can I please have all my money back from all the ball?
Well, balls and icons are two different things, and we got it together. I think that you all having a problem with just maybe one or two individuals, and that's a problem I'm not going to deal with. So, you know, whoever wants to deal with it, they deal with it.
Southern, she deemed me icon. Am I still icon, or was that revoked?
Listen, you are iconic radio hostess with the voice from London. Have at
well,
I don't get into that.
London,
I just write it down. That's it.
Yes.
I don't even have time for all that. I will talk to y'all later.
Okay,
y'all
thank
have
you,
a blessed
Tony.
Night. All right.
Khadija, you're back on the air.
Huh?
Khadija, you're back on the air.
I am.
Yeah, Khadija, you're back on the air.
Yes, didn't you call in?
I wanted to ask a question. When did they start all of this redemption? Do y'all think that redemption thing is really prolonging the war and causing people to be waiting? People is dressed and ready. If the end of the balls don't start on time, y'all starting this redemption, and it seems like everybody is getting y'all coming back with $5,
Let me say this.
Well, Khadija,
there's
a difference because when you chop a girl and she get
out. Oh, Maya, hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Let me say this. When you say y'all, you have to remember. No, listen. You have to remember who's facilitating the redemption. And when you facilitate something that's really not a ballroom protocol and no one says anything about it, you tend to run with it, especially when you watch a lot of reality shows and a lot of shows have redemption and you feel like you're a talk show host, and when you're at a function, you forget your place, so you start a redemption line. So when you start a redemption line and no one says anything, you continue to do it. There's no such thing as redemption. There's either the battle zone or thank you very much. And it needs to be perfectly clear that if you want to do a redemption, you can do it at your function, but not here.
No, the actual ball promoters had it on their flyer for this one.
But this is what I'm saying. Those ball promoters need to stop thinking
many,
that the balls are reality shows.
In.
We have our own protocol. That's why we have tens, chops, and thank you.
Right.
They call it the battle zone for a reason. So you think because you didn't make it to the battle zone, there's a chance I might get redemption. That's not right for the person who made it all the way through, because now you're going to lose to somebody who was in the redemption zone. What kind of sense is that? Now, if it's a mini ball or a deluxe mini ball or your first ball and you want to try to please everybody, then be so it. But a major ball, I don't think it should be that. I don't think there should be any redemption at any major ball.
No, but Khadija, when they have redemption for realness, you should walk, and especially
And another thing
I
want to touch on, when the girls used to walk, when we started coming out, it's like they keep coming up with all these rules. When the girls used to walk Butch Queen and Drag's Realness, the whole purpose is to be a female figure for that night, and you want to come correct. So when did they stop and the commentators stop them at the thing? When the commentators start being the commentator and the judge, I feel like that's wrong. Because when we walk Butch Queen and Drag's Realness, we used to sit there and walk. We bought it. You ain't stopped me to ask me if I had on a wig. If I have a weave, I'm chopped automatically because I chose to come correct and put a weave in my hair. Most real females don't wear wigs, so they're getting chopped now for wearing wigs now. That's like crazy. You got to have on a wig to walk between and drag realness?
I don't know.
So
that
let me ask you a question because you said something in your statement. I'm just going to piggyback on.
Okay, at the ball in... I'm going to say...
I know what you're talking about, but...
It was between the drag realness, and they had a line for the film queens, a line for the between the drags, and a line for the... And as they was walking, Selma had stopped them before they got to the judge to get judged. Selma had stopped the between the drag line and said, come here. They check their wig. Oh, you got on a wig. You can go. You got on a weave. You chop. Oh, weave, chop. Okay, you got a wig. Like, you have to have on a wig to walk Butch Queen and Drag Realness. Like, if a Butch Queen and Drag come up there with a ponytail, what's the difference between having a wig on or want to wear a shortcut or whatever? It's an illusion for the night. If you know this person to be a boy in the ballroom scene and just coming up here as a girl, then let the judges judge that person. When did they start chopping people because you had a wig, a weave?
You got a point, and that's true, because Butch Queen and Drag Realness is just that. I don't do this all the time, but I'm in drag tonight, and this is my drag. You know,
and
like Paris said, Butch Queen.
Get my hair done
Butch Queen.
The correct way, what's wrong
exactly.
with that?
And if somebody
so if you're a Butch Queen, if you're a Butch Queen and drag, why do you have in a sew and weave? That means you're not.
But for that night, what if that's a Kelly, what if that's a person who usually has an afro, but then they went and got their hair cornrow and they want to look fab for the ball, and they got their hair cornrow that night, got it sewn in, just because they want to live the illusion for that night. There's nothing
some,
wrong
some
with that.
Some people don't look right with a wig on.
Do people, do the dragons who get the sewn in, you said for that night, so they're going to pay... $150, $200 for something, and they're going to take it out.
No, some people just can sew their hair in by themselves. Some people don't have to go and pay $100.
I think that we're getting carried away. I think we're getting carried away with these categories.
Okay, well, I have
what we need to get back to, honey, is what made me become a femme queen. We need to get back to, they need to have the category, you need to come to the ball as a boy, and they get up and drag at the ball.
Okay, can I ask you the excellent question? So how is it that the drag queens can't wear wigs? I mean, can't wear wigs, but for femme queen realness, they could wear drag queen lashes. And I thank you. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, and nobody said nothing. It's like they're getting so political with everything. And they're getting so political, it's getting ridiculous to the point where nobody wants to come to the balls because they
And I have. Think that's what it is. We're taking the fun out of the ball. You know, we've really taken all the fun out. There's certain categories that need to be critiqued, but then there's those little categories that, you know what, let the kids live. Let them get their kiki. Let them have some fun. That's what it's really all about. You know, we're getting too carried away. If it's not a cash category for a lot of coins, child, let that child get her life.
I think it's the mixture of the old school with the new school that are being on the judges panel just because they're my first of the year. So I'm on the panel now, and I'm going to judge it correctly. And we're old school. Like, some of us have been with our houses, and we have dragons in our house. And we know Monday through Friday exactly that they are a boy. And at the ball, we see them as a girl. But Sunday, or right after the ball, they're back as a boy. That's a true Witch Queen and Drags. So now we have the younger generation. Now we have the younger generation now that every day, 7 days a week, they are female figures. So that, do y'all consider that still drag queens? Do you see them every day?
No, if they're in it every day, they're not a Butch Queen and Drag. They're going through a transition. They need to be.
Okay. Wait a minute. Me personally, I don't think that is correct because you have a lot of these young queens out here that actually are boys all day, and being that they're not in the ball, a ball is not every day. And you have some boys that actually get dressed and go do shows and get dressed to go make a coin every day, and you may see them in the village, but during the day you ain't seeing them, but they outside of the
ball. What Rodney said is that they are –
A lot of these drags now are stay-in-it drags all the time.
Yes, 24 hours.
You never see them as a boy.
But that's what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. I'm saying if they're in drag 24/7, 365, they're no longer a Butch Queen in drag.
True.
I have a question. Can I ask a question? Because see, now it's confusing me. Because okay, if we can take it back to the years ago, I believe there was Aaliyah Prodigy, who went back-to-back for drag realness, and she never peeled. And she went drag realness like 4 or 5 years in a row. And not just in one state. And, you know, and she was a full-time drag queen at the time. And, you know, you say you can't work that category if you're full-time, so I don't understand it.
Well, let's look at it like this.
Well,
look at the child.
Well,
look at the child who won against Christina in the House of Mizrahi. We all know that that's a butch queen, but that night he was a butch queen in drag. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
But what about if
I didn't even know he was in drag.
Well, wasn't he supposed to be in drag, if I'm not mistaken, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
London, you tried it.
No, I just thought she had a wig on. That's it.
London, what did you eat today?
Oh, just some chicken and french fries with barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Yes.
I just think that some things need to just, you know, I don't like this redemption thing. I'm really against that. But you know what? I'm at that point in my ballroom career where I just sit back and I watch.
Because if you press for time at a ball, you should limit. It's no limitation. If you got redemption and you got $15, so that means you keep coming back, and they prolong it. When you start on one category and you're in that one category for hours, and you got people in the back dressed up and ready to walk, and they really bring in their production and put money in their outfits, then somewhere down the line, something needs to cut off. If you
I think you only go redemption once, though.
No. They do it more than once.
Really?
I've seen it done more than once.
They do it more than once?
No, you can only have one redemption per. You can do it per round or.
But
per,
I just have one question. Right. Who's the redeemer?
It should be like
the voter.
The category.
The voter on, at the ball.
Okay.
And Cathedra, can you commentate
Rodney
at my next ball? I'm having a little ball. Can you commentate?
Right. Yes, let me ask you this.
If you got
I have a question.
Yes. So, what did you want to say?
Rodney,
no,
is it the same
like,
as
cut, these categories are getting too long, or do I need to start?
Talking about the focus.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Rodney, is it the same as when, like, on American Idol, they have one save, and that's like a redemption?
Yeah.
Okay, so say for instance, if two people were voguing Realness with a Twist, one got a 10, but the other one turned it so severely, but they say, you know what, you ate that, go into redemption. Is that
how it works? It's like,
giving it up to
like
that
this.
One person.
It's like this. You and Andre is walking runway. You run over Andre. Andre can get $5 and come back and battle again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you don't get to catch your breath. When you do redemption,
you might
don't get to catch your breath.
He went over the next person because he had to walk immediately again. Andre will walk immediately again. And he got a chance to win over the next person, and they can stand next to you with the possibility of walking against you again.
And when
you
that
don't
also,
get to catch
if
your
you
breath.
Look at it, if you think about it and you really look at it, it means that the person who's going back and coming back with another $5 for redemption, that means that they can't take a chop. They're really that pressed to win that category that I don't believe I got chopped. Give me $5. I'm going to go back again. Oh, they chopped me again. Give me another $5. I'm going to show these bitches. Well, I mean, when does it stop? And who does the money go to?
Whoever wins the category can start out at $5.
Yeah.
Building up. And all those $5, if you win over everybody at the end of the night, you get the $500 plus all those $5.
But then the ball will never end because somebody might keep paying five coins.
No, because you only get it once. We won redemption.
Well, the second time should be five.
I think that should only be done at a mini ball or a mini deluxe ball. I don't think that should be done at a major ball because we're already pressed for time. With 40-something categories, and let's face it, we all know that the Vogue categories take forever. The Realness with Schoolboy Realness takes forever. You know, those are the categories that have the longest lines, and you're going to have a redemption.
Yes, and I'd be over because I'd be in the back of the runway with my makeup on, ready to walk face. It'd be killing me, you know.
Yeah, I saw you back there sweating the other day. I saw you.
Yes, but, you know, I had my MAC spray.
And at the ball, at the setup, when we did the runway change, the judges were the ones paying for the redemptions.
Oh,
the
no.
People. Yes. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh.
But that was just runway teams. It wasn't long, right?
Yeah, it was long for me.
But the judges were paying for the redemption. Come on. What is this going?
Why isn't my DVD playing?
Let me ask you this. I'm asking Kelly. I'm asking Rodney. I'm asking anybody who wants to answer when does it stop? When does all this added stuff that y'all know is not right? When do y'all
when they run out of money?
when do people go to the facilitators
of
the ball and say, "Listen, it's all right to have your redemption, but can they do their redemption after this category?"
I was telling them that in Baltimore, honey, when they gave away, they was gonna do the runway category at the aftermath. Baby, finish this Vogue category at the aftermath, honey. Okay, let's get to the runway category.
But you know what would save a lot of time, and I'm going to say this too. If they was to put categories like Butch Queen, Realness with a Twist, and Performance, if they make those the first two categories of the night, your ball would be filled and you could start on time. If you have your grand prize, your Realness with a Twist, and your Performance categories, the girls would make sure they would get there. And even if the girls wasn't there, you'd have enough participants there to make your money that you need and still have them perform and have your judges up there.
Legendary.
Everybody want to wait until they have a crowd. What's a crowd? When all your tables are full? Or can you do it with 10 tables full? I mean, what's a crowd? What are you waiting for? Do you have a commentator? Do you have a DJ? Let's get this ball started.
Hold on, y'all. We got 7 minutes, and we got a couple of more callers. 718-210, you're live on the air. 718-210, you're live on the air. Okay, you're going. 347-279, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hi, Kelly. This is Lala.
Hey, Lala. What's going on?
Hey, darling. I just had a question to, like, you and everybody else on the floor or whatever. You know, talking about the drag situation, like, I remember back in the day, they used to have, like, a separate category, like, for girls that, like, did, like, the 24-hour dress, because you do have some girls that just want to be in drag, and they never want to get augmentations, they never want to alter to the world to actually be, you know, women or whatever. They just enjoy being in drag, you know, being drag queens. So, like...
But that, sweetie, that's too much category, so it sums up into butch queen and
no,
drag.
I know what I'm saying is, as things evolve in time, it has evolved where girls don't want to be a butch queen and then be in drag. They just want to be in drag. That's what I'm saying. So it shouldn't be all this extra like stimulants in the category, because you know, when half the time when a girl hits the runway, you know a 24-hour drag from a girl that's, you know, been in the back with duct tape all around her hip pads, and you know, and you know she's a butch queen. You can clearly tell the difference. In my opinion.
Well, some of the butch queens got more bodies than the femme queens, no shade.
But when you have the, I speak from some of the girls, Lala.
I'm here.
I speak from some of the girls, like, you have the Tayana Milans and the Tanya Chanels and the DeAndre Garcons and the Stevie Balenciaga. You don't have to browse the boys, one ball, the next ball, you see them glammed up, and they look as real as 24 dragons. So
right.
We tend to be equipped more to a true bush queen drag because we see them as boys, as opposed to the new generation that stay with the song names, with the tracks, with the brain every day.
Right.
If you've been an old school, I'm going with the essence of Brooklyn and drag. When I see you as a boy, going to week,
right,
wherever I am, then I see you at the ball, glammed up, or, you know, with your weed, with your
right,
jeans, or whatever you're on.
Right.
You
well, I think
like,
that. To go and account to, like, you're, like you said, your judges. Like, if you're if you're on the panel and you clearly can tell, honey, no shade, you're a 24-hour drag, honey, and you choose, you know, not to give a girl a vote because of that. But for you, you know, from the gate, like, to, you know, get a girl for a wig or for this or for that, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. Like,
right,
like to me, it just added too many more stipulants to the rules. It's like, it's just like, it's really not that difficult. Like, when you go to a baseball game or you go to a basketball game, you know the rules, you know what is illegal, and you know, and the athletes playing, they know when they do certain things, they're going to be penalized for it. I don't understand why people make the ballroom seem so difficult, like it's brain surgery. It's not that difficult. You see it, you see it, you don't, you don't.
Sweet,
you know,
are you around drugs right now?
What you say?
Are you around drag right now?
No, those are some Vogue femme girls in the back.
I do understand what you're saying, though. You know, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I get so frustrated because, like, when you go as a patron, it gets draining to go through all these, you know, small little stipulations. I believe it goes with the parents. If you sent your kids to the function and you read the flyer to the letter, it wouldn't be any kind of, you know, any kind of animosity because, bitch, you should have knew before you sent your kids on the floor. If your child pops a bitch, then your child should be penalized. If Michael Jordan goes on the floor and he knocks a bitch, it's coming out of his pension. If you as a house parent allow your kids to carry, it should come out of your other years. Bitch, your kids keep carrying, so bitch, your other years don't count this year. That's a penalty. And that should be,
that's,
you know,
that's foolishness, and I'm sorry. That's pure foolishness, what you're saying.
That's your opinion. I don't agree with that because just like when players do stuff, they should be penalized for it. And I believe when y'all start doing stuff like that, then stuff will change. If people know there's not a penalty that will hurt them, for some reason, stuff like that gets girls' egos going. For some houses, getting of the year and being nominated for of the year, if that was taken away from them, that would hurt their ego. So that would instill them. that would instill in them when they go to functions to properly train their kids to behave. Just like when your mother tells you, when you go to the grocery store, don't touch nothing, or I'm going to pop you. I don't understand why house parents and house mothers can't control their children. You can get your child to do a bump and do a check for you, but you can't get your children to listen to you when you say, act, behave in public. I don't understand that.
They have so many, they don't know who their children are.
If you were to do that, then how many Icons and Legends can we take statuses away from because they're on the pain of getting high, or they're the ones telling their children to smack the children, or the legends, or the icons, and they're allowing it to happen. So
as earlier it was already said, statuses are already set point. I'm saying in order for change, we have to start somewhere and implement something into something that's new.
We can't all sit around and make excuses and keep doing the same thing and nothing changing. And I thank you. If I worked my ass off all year long and spent my mother's coins, I'ma slap you, and I think.
Whatever, just like if you're part of a fraternity, there's certain things you can't do, and if you violate that, you get kicked out the organization. I'm just sorry. I believe that leadership should still be held accountable. That's just how I feel. I'm sorry. I mean, honey,
we have two minutes left. Good night, moving on.
What else for Kelly to tell me, not you? Anyways, moving on.
Goodbye.
Y'all are fucking kiki, okay?
Yeah.
Lala, I want to thank you for definitely calling in. I got two more callers before we get up out of here. Hold on. The next caller we have is 214-477. You're live on the air.
How y'all doing tonight, Kelly? This is J-Rock.
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey, babe.
Hey, my yay, London. Hey, R.
Hey, how you going?
I have a question about this drag realness, because this right here would not be fair to a lot of the kids in Texas, because, okay, say for instance, because we got a lot of Latinos down here. Say for instance, this Latino already has long hair, but for the doll, they're going to crimp it up, get their face painted, because down here in Texas, a real dude can look like fish when they let these drag queens paint them, and they can paint them real. And especially with Latinos, they come hit the floor, they looking just like a film queen, only to go wash all that off and live every single day as a Latino man with a long ponytail. So my thing is, so if they can just chop people from the front, so if you can chop them for a toe in, can you chop them for their real hair?
Wait, J-Rock, I think drugs, they paint too much.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got some girls down here in Texas that know how to paint fish. They can make you look like
fish. I don't think so, because if that was the case, then people like Mariah wouldn't be able to walk, because Mariah has naturally nice hair, and when she pulls her illusion together, she could bump any femme queen, and she's a butch queen in drag. If anybody knows what I'm talking
certain
about.
Certain drugs, they paint orange. That's correct.
But just to I'll give you another aspect of it, J-Rock. When you're in certain regions and you see certain things based on culture, based on, you know, the nationality of the people in that area, a true judge that travels knows what they're looking for and knows that different perspectives of different regions. So you tend to know how to judge properly according to that region.
I don't think
nobody should be judged on hair, period. If you know you're a butcher and a drag, just because you got a weave, you should not get chopped because you got a weave. That's just plain. Maybe some people don't like wigs, or maybe they want a certain style for that night. I mean, why does it get so particular? Let that person live.
They're taking the fun out of it. That's what I was saying.
They're taking the fun. When we wanted to get in drag, we wanted to do it the right way. We didn't want to get in drag and come to the ball and have to carry all that paint.
What you really wanted to do is you wanted to try to emulate one of your favorite femme queens as much as you could, even though you know you didn't have that illusion. Because you might have seen somebody at a function. I'm going to just use this as an example. God bless the dead, because she was a beauty. Say, for instance, when Danielle cut her hair real short, and there might have been a butch queen who wanted to try that, but she had to get it in a wig.
because she said, "Oh, I want to do what Danielle did last at the last ball and upset them." You gotta, you know, give these girls their props. They're doing homework. They're doing history. They're trying. I remember my first time out
exactly.
the gate. They kicked at me down, but that was my illusion. I thought
and
it was cute.
Not get chopped by the judges. You get chopped by the commentators. Now the commentators
that's what,
they
I'm
what they are.
Yeah, now that's what's messed up. That's what's messed up.
The
that's what I'm saying because of the case. That's gonna be a
commentator.
That's messed up. I think that's messed up because of the fact that I don't think that they should bash anybody that's walking because it takes a lot of nerve. Like Junior LaBeija says, it do take nerve to get up there and walk in front of all of us. So for somebody who's never done it before, it might be their first time attempting to do that. For you to get shot down as soon as you walk up three steps, no, never mind, not you. No, what's that? No, no.
And that's wrong. That's
and
why
then you become
I love,
a
but
isn't that
I love Kenny Chanel. He gave, no matter if he was a Chanel, he gave everybody they liked. You enjoyed everybody. A commentator is supposed to please the crowd. You are there for the crowd, not for the
mm-hmm.
judges.
That's right.
But, I mean, yeah, and that goes with the Fem Queens also, you know.
Well, sometimes you just got to bite the bullet, you know, stand for something or fall for anything. And I just think that there should be a lot
with
more
Darling,
Darling, you're live on the air. Darling?
Oh, shit, I had to start to watch the TV. I wanted to go back to the all-day Witch Queen and Drag. Listen, this is my outtake on that situation altogether, and I've been saying this for the longest, and I've been telling people, a Witch Queen and Drag could be in drag all day long, but... If she don't got a butch queen get their ass done with silicone, a butch
kinda
queen get hits in their face and do all that. But a butch queen don't get them silicone in their chest or them bags dropped in their chest. That's when you consider the film queen. You could dress and drag all day and say I live my life as a girl all day, but until you got some titties on that chest or throw some D's on that bitch, you still a nigga. You still a male. You still a butch queen.
Well, wait a
drag.
Minute. Well, what about the sex drivers that got their chest done? Are they film queens now?
Those are male pecs. It's exactly like if they're male pecs and then they're titties. It's a difference. If you gonna be a femme queen, you have to have at least some own titties. Just because you dress and drag every day don't make you one of the girls. You still a nigga playing drag. You still a nigga playing women's clothing. The goddess is a nigga that plays in women's clothing.
Yes,
when goddess feel like being Alexa, she gets dressed
cookie.
Up.
Kind of cookie, yes, cookie.
So that's what it is. And then the categories are so fucked up because film queens shouldn't have to battle butch queens and drags because they dress up and drag every day. Film queens should always only battle film queens just as butch queens and drags should only battle butch queens and drags. And
exactly.
Female figure, that shit, female figure, it should be only for the girls that got a pussy now.
That's right.
I'll cancel it out altogether because it's a fool. But just because you dress up and drag all day does not make you one of the film queens.
Well, goddess, take note to what you're saying. You're not a femme queen, and I thank you.
I'm a butch queen that gets up in women's clothing.
Yeah.
You done seen Alexis. So you know what it is. I'm a butch queen that gets up in women's clothing when I choose to on occasion.
What you call me?
I'm a butch queen.
Wait.
She tried it.
Is Kelly still there?
Yeah,
and I thank you.
Kelly.
Yes.
I have a question. You know, that makes me think about when, like, right after Hurricane Katrina, when Amaya had went to Atlanta, and she used to come all the way back home because I was living in New Orleans at the time, and Amaya was always coming. I would never call her by her real name again, but when she used to come back home, she would always be a boy. And she showed me a video of her getting up in drag and them chopping her because they kept saying, oh, that's a femme queen, that's a femme queen. And that's what will start a fight, too, because if you know that this is a dude and you know that this is somebody that you know, then somebody try to fight for them, and they be like, that is a boy, that is a boy. But I remember Amaya used to get chopped because they used to call her femme queen. And then I'm like, do you think that when people keep getting chopped because they like the balling scene, will that make them want to go femme queen to get their chance and get their life?
Mm-hmm. They put The ballroom pushed her into being a femme queen.
And that's what I was getting to. I didn't want to say it, but I feel like that's what happened because I was getting like
the psychological background that they give it to these kids because there's a lot of people that are in drag today that are regretting it. But they got the ballroom.
Yeah.
So psychological that you want to be in there and you end up going over there and then you look back and say, damn, this ain't even me.
Because
right.
she won against Tasha as a up in drag. That's why I was like, they used to chop her saying she was a femme queen, but she was a drag, but she looked like fish.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we got one more caller before we get up out of here. 901-246. 276, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening.
Who would you press one
for? She was just listening. Oh.
Everybody, one by one, can y'all please say goodnight? We about to get up out of here.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Love you, Divine. Don't forget to call me.
All right, I'll call you, Ruby.
Okay.
Maya,
London, Maya.
Yes,
okay.
I want to say hello, London. I'm talking, baby. Let's take your elders.
No,
yes,
hi. You don't ever have to say my name. Nighty night.
London, call me.
Okay. Well, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. We'll be live back on the air tomorrow night for Hot Topic Tuesdays with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel, Maya Angelou, and Miss London herself, Honey the Diva. Honey, they will be live on the air tomorrow night for Hot Topics Tuesday. Definitely tune into that. And don't forget Wednesday night, my legendary iconic sister, Jasmine Couture, the CEO of the House of Couture, will definitely be on the air doing her State of Emergency show. We will definitely announce tomorrow night what that topic will be tomorrow night. I love y'all all for tuning into the show, and y'all definitely have a great night, and I can't wait to see y'all here tomorrow night. Goodbye.